Farmboy Speaks, episode 234, Auphonic on iOS 1.2. Auphonic is a service I've used in the past to produce this podcast. Basically, what it does is you feed it audio. It makes it sound less crappy. It takes out the highs and lows and reduces background noise and other things. And so that you can pretty much, I won't say you can speak crap into it, but it definitely does a good job of cleaning things up. And if you're not an audio engineer, which I'm not, then it's a great tool. It's backed by a web service. And so, yeah, there is an iOS app for it, but most of the actual work seems to be done on the Auphonic servers, which is a good thing because and you can actually take the audio from different places and you know, including the, you can record it on the app if you want to. And the new version of the Auphonic app for iOS has an improved audio recorder. It has little levels and it tells you if you're speaking too loudly or whatnot, which is actually a very useful thing. But the other thing you can do with the Auphonic app now is I can actually record the audio in another app if I want to and pass it through Auphonic just by simply using the app to do it. And it uses the open-end capability in iOS, and so it's a destination for audio files by apps that support using open-end to pass files around. But it also does a lot of other things too. It will create the podcast with the correct artwork. It'll settle the metadata and everything, and do it. And you can do it by templates. And so, when I do Phoneboy Speaks, I have a template that it sets most of the metadata for me, and all I have to do is actually just set the metadata, or you know, set the like the title and stuff. It has the picture. It has all of that ready to go. And so it really automates the process of getting a decent audio file up on my server. But this new iOS app actually does pretty well. I recorded a test podcast with it. And it seems to, the other thing it does is I can set the intros and outros from the iOS app. And it's good because I can put those on, you know, you can put the files on Dropbox or S3 or whatever, and it will deal with those files. Now, it doesn't have a soundboard like BossJock does, and so I may still use BossJock to do some of the audio and put it through Auphonic. I haven't decided what the workflow is going to be because there's a bug fix that I'm waiting for in BossJock so that I can actually use it to put the files directly on the server rather than having to make a round trip through Dropbox. But I have to say that the Auphonic folks have done a very nice job making a service that's very useful to mobile podcasters, and it's definitely something you should look at. I'd like to be able to take the file and put it through some other service. Maybe I could do that. I'll have to see what other options there are for exporting the files from Auphonic. But it's good for putting it into the web server directly, and also leveling the highs and lows and stuff, and making the audio just sound fantastic. But in any case, if you have an iOS device, I would definitely check it out. I think there's also an Android version that is missing some of these features, but they're planning on adding them shortly. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.